Automakers are continuing to put major money behind their promises to go electric. Today, Toyota says over the next decade, it expects to spend more than $13 billion on battery technology. This investment could give the company a leg up in a critical part of expanding the market for electric vehicles. And Robin Farzad is here with more. He's host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Welcome back.
Hey, Tanya.
Hey. So put this in context for us. Is battery technology a major reason why there aren't more electric vehicles already on the roads?
The technology at the right mass production, at the right price, safety, weight, I mean, the dependability of the inputs that go into the batteries, which countries are mining these inputs, it's the single biggest bottleneck to this all-electric future that we're thinking about.
Toyota actually says that one of its goals is to slash the cost of its batteries by at least 30%. How big of a deal would that be?
Toyota is already deeply invested in batteries. I mean, as the longtime leader in hybrid vehicles, which toggle between gas and electric, now it's saying it wants about 80% of its cars to include some battery power by the end of the decade. That'll include just 2 million purely electric vehicles annually. And I think all eyes are on this fully electric SUV that it's going to launch next year. Another goal parallel to this, Tanya, is to build its batteries so that they can retain 90% of their charging capacity after a decade. And that target is elusive, but it's important for Toyota when you're known that, you know, your cars, they don't die easily. They stick around for hundreds of thousands of miles.
Well, how do they plan to improve that battery life? I'm reading here that they want to mass produce something called solid state batteries. What does that actually mean?
Yeah, it's a bit of a holy grail in battery technology. I mean, solid state batteries as opposed to liquid batteries, they're safer, they recharge faster, they can store more juice, but they kind of exist mostly in theory right now. Can it last the lifetime of the vehicle? Can you mass produce it profitably? I mean, you could stick an $80,000 solid state vehicle battery in a vehicle that you can only sell for $40,000, but that doesn't do anyone any good.
We're talking about Toyota right now, but how do their competitors stack up?
Toyota's actually behind in purely electric vehicles. It's been skeptical amid Tesla's rise. And you can understand Toyota's innovator's dilemma. It spent so much time and money in hybrids. The first Prius came out in 1997, 24 years ago. You can imagine that it would like to enjoy harvesting some profits from these hybrids, which it now has in SUVs and minivans. But the market is rapidly moving away from gasoline. And Tanya, you know, insisting on a hybrid right now is a bit like telling the world that you really need a BlackBerry.
Okay, so they're behind a little bit, but could this investment in battery technology be an investment that benefits other automakers? And I have like under 30 seconds with you.
I'm not feeling a lot of sharing is caring right now. This is a brutal arms race. Tesla is defiantly proprietary. Its software and battery people have toiled crazy hours. It's maybe less of an automaker than a high-tech IP firm. And so while car makers may have been okay in the past, licensing hybrid technology, say from Toyota, right now, Tesla is worth 10 General Motors, almost three Toyotas. And the spirit is very much vanquish the competition. Don't share with it.
That's Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Robin, as always, thank you. And I'll be thinking about that BlackBerry hybrid connection.
Thank you, Tanya.
Thank you so much for this conversation.